Okay, so this is a copy of, a couple of the transactions I have.
Dane Lenaker lives in Bethel, and like many people, he regularly shops at AC. So when AC appears on his credit card statement, he usually glances over it. But 2 weeks ago, a coworker posted to Facebook that she'd received charges at AC that she didn't make. So Dane took a closer look at his statement.
It was the out-of-town thing that made a real red flag for me.
Dane traveled to Arizona in April, but his statement has charges from AC during that time. Later, he went to ANIAC and the same thing happened. And that wasn't the only thing that raised his suspicions.
And when I called this particular credit card company about this transaction, it said the transaction took place by the number being punched. So this was manually entered, apparently at AC.
Dane had the credit card company pull all the transactions that had been manually entered on that card. Three charges showed up he hadn't made. And if the Facebook post hadn't tipped him off, he says he probably wouldn't have noticed. Each purchase fell between $40 to $105.
But you can spend $105 at AC if you get, a couple of avocados and some lettuce.
Dane canceled his card, filed a police report, and called AC.
So after speaking with Dane and getting the actual times and dates of his transactions on his bank statement, I've been able to look at the video camera.
Seth Madole manages the Bethel AC.
Come to find out, I have one, two, three, four, five. I have six different credit cards that had reported fraudulent transactions, and the signature on the receipts are all the same, and I have this individual on my camera system.
Seth says the individual is wearing the same coat in every transaction and is punching in a card number each time. Overall, the person allegedly spent $1,500 starting in April. Seth filed a police report on Friday and says he's removing the option to manually punch in card numbers from the registers. Customers will need a card in hand or cash to purchase items. Lenaker says he's also received fraudulent charges at the AC Quick Stop and is beginning the same reporting process there. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.